Well, the new numbers are a little worrisome. It shows a stalling out of the housing market recovery. New home sales, for example, were down 14% in March, down 13% compared to March in 2013. Existing home sales finally arrested a lengthy fall, but they're no better than they were last year at this time. And so it's a little disappointing to see housing markets stall out at this point, especially in light of the fact that this is the slowest housing market recovery since the Great Depression.
So is this type of weakness expected given the state of the economy, or is it surprising? What do the usual economic indicators say here?
It's very surprising, actually. I mean, we have improving job gains, which typically would translate into more housing, strong consumer confidence, rising income, and expanding credit. All those things would tend to make us believe that we'll have a much stronger housing market. We have worked off the inventory of excess houses that were built, so it seemed like all the lights were green, except for one very important thing. We've had a very slow increase in actual demand. We've had a very slow gain in household formations, in large part because our younger workers, people 20 to 30, are having difficulty finding jobs. And when they find jobs, they're not quite at the income levels that will allow them to buy homes. And so they're remaining with their parents. So we've had this big increase in people 20 to 30 still living with their parents, not forming new households. And therefore, the demand for housing, both existing homes and new homes, is lower than it normally would be.
Has that type of tentativeness been found in age groups and demographics across the board? What does the new data on consumer confidence say?
Well, consumer confidence is up strongly, which would be consistent with stronger housing demand. So consumers are more confident. They have more money, but not quite enough money yet for those in the younger age groups to form new households. Remember that the employment rate for those 20 to 24 still remains 7% below 2007 levels. So we still haven't achieved total employment for those people, despite the fact that we've regained all of the jobs that are lost, but not all of the jobs lost for younger age people.
So we're looking at a mixed bag economically nationwide.
Yeah, and it has direct effects on housing markets, and this has important implications for Florida.
How does the housing market look for Florida?
Well, Florida's market is also stalling out some. Sales of existing homes were up only 3% over the last 12 months. That's much better than the nation, but not so great for Florida. And sales of existing homes are up a modest amount as well. Pricing is up about 12%, but again, it's not rising at an accelerating rate. So on a year-over-year basis, we're still 12% ahead of last year, but we're not 14%. We're not seeing any further gains. And so when we do year-over-year in 2015 compared to 14, we're going to be looking at 2 or 3% gains. So Florida's markets also have stalled out. And more importantly, the weakness in the national housing markets, the lack of household formation, limits sales of existing homes all across the country, thereby limiting the ability of people to sell their homes in Akron or Boston or wherever and be able to move to Florida. So our population growth here in Florida is somewhat slower than we would expect given the economic fundamentals, and that traces back again to the less than stellar improvement in U.S. housing markets.
And that population growth is something that's very important in general for Florida, right?
Yes, it's very important. Now, we are seeing a significant rebound in retirees, especially in places like the Villages, as we've spoken about, and in Southwest Florida. But nevertheless, that rebound is somewhat lower than what we normally get during a normal recovery. So it's a bit slower than we would think.
How does Orlando look specifically, and what about other areas across Central Florida?
Well, Orlando and Tampa are tending to do the best because they have the strongest job growth. But even in Orlando, sales of existing homes were down over 12%. Sales in Tampa were down 8%. So even in the strong employment markets, at least for this month, we're seeing some topping out, perhaps. I mean, I don't read too much into the fall because there's a lot of variation month to month to month. But nevertheless, it's clearly not a straight line up.
So what's the takeaway here? What do you think these numbers mean for the future?
I think they mean that the U.S. economy, which should be growing at 4%, is going to grow at 3% this year. I think that for Florida, where we would expect 350 to 400,000 people, we're going to see 300,000. And for this area, we'll do a little better because our job growth is better, but still not as good as we would expect. This is going to be one of the strongest years of the recovery, 2014, and it's still going to be kind of mediocre, Nicole.